4-H'ers Grow at Expo. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Well, the past couple of weeks have been a great time for about 1,000 Tennessee 4-H'ers as they've taken part in the 39th year for the state's Junior Livestock Exposition. Last week, the Beef Expo was held in Murfreesboro. 12-year-old Madison Motes of Loudoun County was showing this week at the Sheep Expo in Cookeville.
Right now, I'm really just showing them because it's a great experience for me with the registered breeding ewes. I get to show several times, and with my market lambs, I get to make a little money off of them, but it's a really good experience for me because I'm learning how to be, you know, responsible and to take care of my sheep and how to take care of livestock and everything. It's just a really cool thing to do.
Madison Motes was among over 400 4-H'ers from some 50 counties showing their sheep and market lambs at Expo. Superintendent Dr. Jim Neal of UT Extension says the 4-H Livestock Project makes a difference in the positive development of those involved.
I challenge anyone to find a youth program that's any better for youth development than a 4-H or FFA livestock program. So not only are we contributing to the knowledge in the animal industry in the state of Tennessee, but the big thing is that we're contributing to the growth and development of our youth. And that's our biggest resource. And our motto, or our mantra, or our theme for the Livestock Expo for a number of years has been an investment in youth is an investment in the future.
Dr. Jim Neal says both the Beef and Sheep Expo and many of the other 4-H projects continue to build strong character for these young people for the future.
But one of the bigger things is that these boys and girls develop outstanding characteristics or strengthen those characteristics, such as a sense of responsibility, of initiative. Or you call that get up and go cooperation.
4-H, making the best better for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.